And my grandfather came from Monaghan County, Ireland. And that's been the one desire of my life, and I think I ain't gonna make it, is to go there and find out.
Oh, you should.
I know it, but I never make it.
Oh, that would be fascinating.
But it's old people, you know, lots of them, no, very few of them kept up with this family, and they had 9 children. All of them were born, well, the oldest one was born in New York, but the rest of them were born here. And after I got interested in it, these old maid aunts were getting old, and they could not tell me one thing. Mm-hmm. They did not know who their father, grandfather, and mother on either side of the family were.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmother's parents, father and stepmother, were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest aunt was born there. But we don't even know the name, so I've just gone up to a blank wall on that side of the family.
Now, what about the other side?
Well, I have my grandfather's record pretty far back to Scotland and Ireland. As far from the Bibles, I don't have been to see anything back except what I got.
Well, about when did that branch of the family come over here?
Oh, well, I don't know. I have my grandfather's naturalization papers. He became an American citizen here in Oglethorpe County, and I thought sure that would tell who his parents were, but he didn't.
Uh-huh.
I was disappointed there because that's all the father I've got. I don't know.
Well, now, when was he naturalized?
Well, I don't remember the date, but I have got it in yonder in a book. I can get it if you want.
That's not terribly important.
He was a Confederate soldier. He was here before the war. And he was naturalized, of course, so that was in 1860. And he was old enough to be in the war then. And I believe he had one child after he came home from the war.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see now. Is your husband living? Well, how old is he?
He is 76. He was 76 last week.
Okay. And is he a Presbyterian too?
He was a Baptist, but
you brought him over.
I didn't bring him, but I think he thought he had to stay with the family, so he thought I had all the children, so he came along too.
Well, is he retired now?
Yeah, he'd been retired for many years. He was a contractor and a farmer.
Okay.
He did fix roads. Did a good deal of work at the University of Georgia.
Well, where was he educated?
He was born and raised right here, too, and went to Riverside.
Where is Riverside?
Riverside's in Gainesville.
Is that a prep school or
military prep school? I think he went 2 years there, and then he went to work.
Mm-hmm. And he was born here in Lexington? Mm-hmm. Well, do you know anything about his early ancestry?
I've got them all, too.
Well?
Back just as far as they came from Scotland, the Maxwell, did you see? One of our nephews is the editor of our county paper down here. He married a girl from Scotland, and some of her relatives sent her a write-up of the Maxwells of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So he had that printed for all of us.
That sounds interesting. Mm-hmm.
So that's as far back as we've traced that.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. Would you tell me a little bit about Lexington?
In 1793, I believe, and it was made a county then, and it was right interesting. I don't know too much about it. It was a spring right down here to the left of the courthouse. Before you get to the left to the courthouse, they say that's the reason they settled that Lexington here, because it had good springs. Now, Lexington was not the oldest settlement, Goose Pond, which was out here on the Broad River.
That's a wonderful name.